It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's time for the Dial-A-Doc report now this morning from FHN. And joining us here today, she's the Vice President of Patient Services and Chief Nursing Officer as well. Kathy Martinez is with us here today. Kathy, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for joining me here today. First of all, let's start. Maybe introduce yourself or your position at FHN. Describe what you do there, Kathy.
Sure. So as Vice President of Patient Services and Chief Nursing Officer, I'm ultimately responsible for the care that we deliver throughout our healthcare organization. One of the things that I think back of is this year marks 30 years that I've been a nurse, and I've been in healthcare a little bit longer than that. My passion really circles around treating children. So I've worked in pediatric intensive care units, neonatal intensive care units, and the regular peds unit here at FHN. Been lucky enough to be in a leadership position for about 15 years ago. So I always talk that I've grown up in my career here at FHN.
Boy, great opportunity there and great support for them. And thank you for your service at FHN. I know October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Kathy. We've been talking to other providers of women's healthcare at FHN about breast cancer awareness and cancer treatment. What are some of the other aspects of women's care services at FHN?
Well, as many people know, we're very excited to have Dr. Keith Martin and Sarah Smith join our team, along with Dr. Sidhu and Danielle Schieschlag, to give that exceptional OB and gynecologic care. But we also look at the holistic care of the patient. And so we're really focusing on behavioral health needs of women that differ some from men, as well as we're focusing on our vein center and the prevention and management of disease. Women's diseases, you know, are a little bit different due to hormones and body composure. And we're also at this time really focusing on influenza and pneumonia prevention as we move into flu season.
We're talking to Kathy Martinez, Vice President of Patient Services and Chief Nursing Officer as well. Kathy, you mentioned that babies and children, special passion of yours. Is FHN doing anything new in those areas?
We are. We always are really focusing on children as the future of our community. And as we do that, we have to really think about prevention of disease. You know, if we don't start early in life, those diseases tend to creep up earlier and earlier. And we see that especially in diseases such as diabetes, which then leads to kidney disease. We're also working with our community partners in a focused area of sudden infant death syndrome prevention or SIDS prevention. There's a campaign that we're going to be launching with our community partners that really focuses on keeping babies alone in their crib on their back to sleep. Unfortunately, in our area, we've had more than one death related to the baby's sleeping position, and one death of a child is way too many. So through our Connect the Dots program, we have multiple agencies around the table that want to work with us collaboratively to help us solve this problem.
Tell us a little bit more about that Connect the Dots program.
The Connect the Dots program is, the DOT stands for Doors of Team Support. And we started that about a year ago. It really came out of a realization that our community members live very complex lives. And really the social settings that we all live in really impact our overall health. FHN has taken the role of being the facilitator, and our community agents come around the table and we work to address multiple issues such as chronic disease, health and wellness, again focusing on that prevention of disease, and transportation with a special focus on pediatric nutrition and disease prevention. If a single parent needs to decide whether they're going to provide the medication for their children or provide a food on their table, that's a big decision to make that's going to impact their health.
We're talking to Kathy Martinez, Vice President, Patient Services, and Chief Nursing Officer at FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. I know, Kathy, that there's a lot of women there at FHN caring for your people in your communities, and nursing is a area where a lot of women may want to explore, young ladies may want to explore as really an opportunity in the future for an occupation. I understand that there's some really great new benefits for nurses at FHN, whether they're women or men. Tell us about this.
Sure. So if you can't tell, nursing is one of my favorite things, and I think it's a wonderful career for anybody. But we are offering some unique flexible programs right now. Weekend programs where individuals work 40 out of 52 weekends, 9-month on program, 3-month off. So very similar to a school program where, you know, if my child is school age, I can work the 9 months and take the 3 months off in the summer with the child. We also have 13-week assignments and then some different ad lib and registry positions. Our focus is really trying to keep that work-life balance within the health caregivers.
And you're talking about, when you talk about positions available on the nursing side of things, what kind of positions are available there at FHN?
Since we're a healthcare organization that, you know, encompasses both office practice and outpatient settings, we have positions available in offices, our rural offices, as well as in Freeport. We have positions within the inpatient units at the hospital, the emergency room, and also the outpatient setting.
And our nurses, can they be promoted there? Can you move up and forward your careers?
We sure can. We do a multitude of different programs with our staff. And we promote certification. RNs receive stipends for their different certifications. We have multiple education assistance programs, all the way from the associate program in nursing through a master's program. And then we also are fortunate enough to have a Nancy Steele scholarship, which actually promotes the students to attend Highland and receive a very nice package that leaves them debt-free when they graduate.
I know there's a couple of events coming up now where folks can learn, parents and kids can learn more about nursing and FHN and women's services there. Where and when, if people are interested about potentially joining the ranks of being a nurse, whether a woman or a man, how can they find out more?
So one of the areas that we're focusing on is an event on October 16th at 3 to 6 p.m. at the Prairie Street Brewing Company in Rockford. The details are on our website, or individuals can call Carol Bakey, who is our recruiter, at 815-599-6706.
All right, so that's a week from today that you're talking about, and that's available at the website. What about the public event to learn more about women's services at FHN generally? Tell us about that.
So we're having another Slice of Time women's event on Monday, October 15th and October 22nd. Over the past year and a half, we've had more than 100 women attend our events at Canova's, and it's really a wonderful event that mixes both young women as well as mature women. Mothers and daughters come together, friends and individuals come by themselves as well. And it's really that night to care for oneself. As women, we care for so many different individuals. And this just carves out some time to learn a little bit about our vein center this time, behavioral health, and then our women's service line.
All right. That's next 2 Mondays at Canova's, right?
Yes, that is.
All right. Kathy, great to talk to you. If people would want to find out more information about what you've talked about today, any one of the events coming up, how can they do that?
They can go to our website, which has just all been revised at www.fhn.org.
Hey, Kathy, thanks. Great talking to you again, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right, Kathy Martinez here today, Vice President of Patient Services and Chief Nursing Officer here today. And that's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here this morning, preceding brought to you today by FHN.